the Whispering Woods. Enveloped by a dense canopy of trees, Sarah and Michael, two experienced campers, forged ahead on a narrow trail. The only source of illumination was the steady beam of their flashlights, casting shadows that danced and flickered on the gnarled trunks and tangled vines around them. Every step was a careful negotiation, navigating through the thick underbrush and hurtling over fallen branches. Each breath brought with it the fresh scent of pine needles and damp earth, mingled with the occasional hint of wildflowers. Despite the darkness, there was an air of adventure and excitement as they pressed on toward their unknown destination, deep within the heart of the woods. As dusk settled, they found a clearing near a gurgling stream and set up camp. The crackling fire provided warmth and comfort as they shared stories and laughter, but as the flames died down and darkness consumed the forest, an unsettling silence descended. The usual symphony of crickets and rustling leaves was replaced by an eerie quiet that sent chills down their spines. They strained to listen, and then it started. A faint whispering, carried on the wind, like voices speaking in a foreign language. Sarah scoffed at the idea, dismissing it as a silly illusion created by the howling wind. But Michael's gut twisted with unease, his senses on high alert. He caught glimpses of elusive shadows darting at the edge of the firelight, disappearing into the darkness before he could fully grasp their presence. His heart pounded in his chest, a sense of impending danger creeping over him. As they sat, a bone-chilling scream pierced through the still night air. It was too close to be a mere animal or prankster. Their fear escalated as they struggled to locate the source of the ominous sound. Fearing for their safety, they gripped their flashlights and left their camp, cautiously navigating the dark woods. The sound of faint whispers grew louder with each step, beckoning them toward an unknown destination. Finally, they emerged into a small clearing, illuminated by an otherworldly blue glow emanating from a strange object in the center. In the center stood a figure cloaked in shadows, its back turned to them. As they drew nearer, it slowly turned, revealing a face twisted in a grotesque grimace. Its eyes glowed with a demon's light, and a guttural growl escaped its throat, freezing the friends in fear. Sarah and Michael's screams echoed through the dark, dense forest as they ran, their hearts pounding. Shadows flickered around them, and eerie whispers filled the air, blanketing them like a thick fog. The pair frantically stumbled through the dense thicket, their feet constantly catching on gnarled roots and scattered rocks. Sharp branches clawed at their skin, leaving behind angry red scratches as they blindly searched for an escape route. The thick foliage seemed to close in around them, making it difficult to see more than a few steps ahead. Their hearts raced, and their breath came in short gasps as they desperately sought a way out of the tangled maze of trees. With every step they took, more figures emerged from the shadows, their eyes hollow and devoid of any emotion. Sarah and Michael felt a surge of fear as they realized they were surrounded, with no escape in sight. It was as if the shadows themselves were alive and closing in on them. Their hearts pounded in their chests as they continued to run, their lungs burning and legs aching until they could run no more. They sank to the cold, damp ground, pressing their bodies together for comfort. The whispers came from every direction, growing louder and more intense with each passing second. Icy fingers brushed their skin, sending shivers down their spines as they huddled together in fear. As the night wore on and the moon rose higher in the sky, Sarah and Michael's frantic screams gradually turned to weak whimpers, the surrounding woods absorbing their cries. When dawn arrived, a group of hikers stumbled upon their deserted campsite. The fire pit still glowed red, but there was no trace of the two friends who had vanished into the dark forest. Only a single footprint leading towards the dense undergrowth hinted at their fate. The authorities searched tirelessly for any clues or evidence of what had happened to Sarah and Michael, but all leads came up empty. Some believed they had gotten lost or met with some terrible accident, but others whispered of a curse that plagued the woods, taking unsuspecting victims who dared to enter. In the stillness of the night, when the wind howls through the trees and the leaves rustle like whispers, some swear they hear cries echoing from within the dark heart of the woods, the agonizing shrieks serving as a reminder of the two souls forever trapped in its merciless grasp. The Wishing Well. As the clock chimed 12 times in Langley Creek, an eerie stillness descended upon the town square. The time-worn wishing well, its stone walls covered in winding ivy, stood at the heart of the square, illuminated by a canopy of twinkling lights. Its waters were said to hold mysterious powers, and on this night, it seemed almost magical. Shadows danced across the cobblestones as the moon cast its glow over the town, lending an otherworldly atmosphere to the normally bustling square. Bess, a young woman with calloused hands and weary eyes, approached the ancient well in the center of the village. She paused at its edge, feeling the weight of centuries-old legends and forgotten tales as she reached into her pocket for a coin. Her hand trembled as she dropped it into the dark depths and murmured her desperate wish to finally be happy. Suddenly, the stillness of the night was broken by a cold ripple spreading across the water's surface. From its depths emerged a figure cloaked in moonlight, its face hidden in shadow. The figure's voice was a rough rasp when it uttered, "Your wish has been heard, but be warned, for every desire comes with a cost." The words seemed to hang in the air, coated in a thick layer of suspicion and caution. A chill ran through Bess's spine, an uneasiness signaling that something dark and dangerous was lurking just beyond her sight. Despite the ominous warning, Bess couldn't resist the allure of a potential happy ending. As she opened her eyes, she noticed that her small, modest home was now adorned with luxurious furniture and designer clothing hanging in the closet. Her job as a waitress had been replaced by a high-paying corporate position, and a handsome stranger stood at her doorstep, holding a bouquet of red roses. In time, Bess noticed a shift in her partner's demeanor as his once warm gaze turned icy and calculating. Her friend's laughter, no longer carefree and joyous, was tinged with an underlying unease. Strange misfortunes followed Bess wherever she went: a broken mirror, a black cat crossing her path, and a sudden thunderstorm on a sunny day. One moonlit night, Bess strolled to the center of town and sat on an iron bench in the bustling square, her legs crossed at the ankles, contemplating her newfound misfortune. As her mind wandered, she froze in place, her heart thudding when the figure once again emerged from the well. Its glowing eyes pierced through the thick fog engulfing the town, fixing on her with an insatiable hunger. Fog oozed from the depths of the cursed well, reaching out like ghostly fingers ready to claim its next victim. As New Year's Eve drew closer, the mist grew thicker, shrouding the town in a blanket of silence. And Bess felt the presence of something sinister lurking. Summoned to the well on New Year's Eve, and armed with only a flickering lantern and the curiosity she'd displayed since she was a young child, Bess ventured into the mist-shrouded streets, guided by the faint whispers emanating from the well. With each step, Bess felt a perilous weight closing in on her. The fog wrapped her body like a suffocating embrace, making it difficult to distinguish reality from illusion. As she neared the well, its ancient stones emitted an unearthly energy. The wind picked up, carrying with it a mournful howl that sent shivers down Bess's spine. With tears streaming down her face, Bess stood in front of the well, her fists balled tight to her side. She had begged and pleaded for love and happiness, but now she regretted it. The figure rose from its watery grave, extending its arms, beckoning for one final sacrifice. Bess's heart sank with dread as she witnessed the twisted desire in the fiend's eyes. The true nature of her self-serving wish was now a curse upon not only Bess but the entire town of Langley Creek. The well loomed over her, a sinister beast with dark waters that bubbled and churned, eager to claim its next victim. Every year on New Year's Eve, the town of Langley Creek gathered to witness a singular sacrifice meant to fulfill a selfish wish. And tonight, as the clock struck midnight, Bess knew it would happen again. Bess's heart pounded with the weight of the responsibility placed upon her. She would be the one to end the curse by sacrificing her own life. As the moon reached its peak in the midnight sky, Bess took a deep breath and stepped forward, her eyes filled with determination. She knew that she had to put an end to the cycle of suffering that had consumed Langley Creek for far too long. With each step she took toward the well, the fog's grasping tendril pulled at her, beckoning her closer to her fate. With trembling hands, Bess inched closer to the edge of the well, her gaze locked on its dark, swirling waters. The figure was fully visible in all its spectral glory. its form shimmering with an otherworldly aura. Its eyes glinted with a mixture of curiosity and anticipation as it watched her approach. Bess felt a chill run down her spine, but there was no turning back. She took a deep breath and steeled herself for what lay ahead. Defiance filled Bess as she raised her hands towards the dark figure looming in front of her. Her voice rang out with unshakable conviction. "I will not stand by and watch this curse plague our town any longer. If it takes me as the sacrifice to bring an end to this suffering, then so be it." A flicker of amusement crossed the figure's face. "Brave words, little one," it whispered, its voice like crunching leaves underfoot. "But do you truly understand what you are asking for?" Bess stepped forward, heart pounding. "I do understand," she said. "I'll be the one to end this suffering, one way or another." With a final, determined step, Bess launched herself into the well, her body disappearing beneath the swirling darkness below. The townsfolk watched in horror, their voices silenced by the weight of the tragedy that had befallen them. Bess's body plunged into the black depths, her cries echoing through the stillness of the night. In the pale moonlight, the figure at the edge of the well was revealed. It was a monstrous creature, with eyes that glowed like fiery embers. Centuries of living in darkness had warped its once human form beyond recognition. Its skin was ashen and charred, worn from years of suffering. Its gangly limbs ended in clawed hands ready to strike. Its contorted face featured a mouth filled with razor-sharp fangs that jutted out from its lips. The weight of its chilling stare bore down on the villagers with pure malice. "Let this be a lesson to all," the creature roared, "for this well's dark powers are a reflection of your desires and greed." Casting a chastising gaze upon them, it continued, "For it is not only this town that is cursed, but the very nature of your hearts." The villagers gasped in terror, their eyes wide with shock and disbelief. The creature's eyes scanned the crowd before it turned to the town's eldest matriarch, who had been present from the beginning. "This curse will end tonight," it declared, its voice echoing through the chilly air. "But in doing so, a new darkness will rise, as the shadows of your petty desires have blinded you to the truth." Bess's story grew into a legendary tale, whispered among the children of Langley Creek. They spoke of the brave young girl who had selflessly sacrificed herself to end the curse that had plagued their town. And always, there was mention of the cruel creature that had terrorized their streets, its haunting presence still lingering in the shadows. The legend of Bess and her final act of bravery would live on for generations, a tribute to the strength found in selfless sacrifices and the ability of the human soul to persevere through adversity.
The Haunting Woods. The woods were dense and brooding, their towering trees shrouded in an oppressive darkness that seemed to swallow all sound and light. Three friends, Sarah, Mark, and Alex, had ventured into the wilderness in search of adventure, blissfully unaware of the horrors that awaited them. It was a crisp autumn day when they set out, the colors of the leaves ablaze with vibrant reds and oranges. The forest floor was a patchwork of fallen leaves, their dry rustling creating an eerie symphony as the trio ventured deeper into the woods. The sun dipped low on the horizon, casting long, foreboding shadows that danced between the trees. Sarah was the first to notice that something was amiss. She frowned at the trail they were following, her keen sense of direction betraying her as she realized they had strayed from the path they knew so well. "Guys, are we sure we're going the right way?" she asked, a hint of unease creeping into her voice. Mark, the most confident of the group, laughed it off. "Come on, Sarah, don't be such a worrywart. We've been through these woods countless times. We can't possibly be lost." Alex, the most reserved of the trio, remained silent, his unease growing as the woods closed in around them. He had a nagging feeling that they were not alone, that something sinister watched from the shadows. Hours passed, and the sun descended beyond the horizon. The trio pressed on, their anxiety mounting as they realized the forest had become an impenetrable labyrinth of twisted trees and gnarled roots. They could no longer see the sky, and the moon offered only feeble illumination. As darkness closed in, their lanterns barely cut through the heavy shadows. The air grew colder and the woods became eerily quiet, as if the forest itself held its breath. Fear gnawed at the edges of their minds as they trudged forward. each step taking them deeper into the heart of the unknown. It was Mark who first saw it, a flicker of movement in the inky blackness. He strained his eyes, trying to make out what it was. A chilling sensation swept over him, like icy fingers trailing down his spine. "Did you guys see that?" he whispered, his voice trembling. Sarah and Alex turned to look, their lanterns casting shaky beams of light. There, in the distance, a pair of eyes gleamed with malevolence, reflecting the light like two ghastly orbs. The trio froze, their breaths coming out in ragged gasps. They could see the silhouette of a figure, tall and grotesque, lurking in the shadows. As they watched in terror, the figure stepped forward, revealing its nightmarish form. It was a gaunt, skeletal creature with long, bony limbs and empty eye sockets. It moved with an unnatural grace, its movements broken and disconcerting. A bone-chilling, guttural moan emanated from its lips, and its skin seemed to hang in tatters, like decaying flesh. Mark, gripped by an irrational terror, dropped his lantern, plunging them into darkness. The trio stumbled backward, trying to flee, but the forest had closed around them like a sinister trap. Their frantic footsteps seemed to echo, bouncing off unseen walls of trees. The eerie moan grew louder, and the creature's presence was suddenly all around them. It reached out with its bony fingers, its touch like ice against their skin. Alex felt a skeletal hand brush his arm, and he let out a blood-curdling scream. Sarah fumbled for her lantern, her trembling hands struggling to find the switch. As the light flickered to life, it revealed the grotesque creature looming over them. The creature's empty eye sockets seemed to pierce into their souls, and its hideous moan echoed through the woods, sending shivers down their spines. In a final, desperate bid to escape, the trio turned and ran in the opposite direction. But no matter how fast they ran, they couldn't escape the relentless pursuit of the creature. It was as if the forest itself conspired against them, guiding the creature to its prey. As they stumbled through the labyrinth of trees, Mark tripped and fell. The creature was upon him in an instant, its skeletal fingers closing around his throat. Sarah and Alex watched in horror as Mark's eyes bulged. His face turning a sickly shade of purple, the creature's grip tightened, and with a sickening snap, Mark's life was extinguished. Sarah and Alex continued to run, their screams echoing through the woods. They knew that their fate was sealed, that they were being hunted by an entity from the darkest corners of their nightmares. It was only a matter of time before it would claim them too. Hours passed and exhaustion took its toll. As they stumbled through the woods, their lanterns flickered and died, leaving them in pitch-black darkness. The creature's haunting moan grew closer, and they could feel its presence closing in around them. Finally, they came to a clearing, a small glade bathed in the pale light of the moon. They could see the creature's form lurking in the shadows, its skeletal fingers outstretched. With one final bone-chilling moan, it lunged at them. In the moonlight, the glade was painted with a grotesque scene, a scene of death and despair. Sarah and Alex lay lifeless on the ground, their eyes wide with terror. The creature, its monstrous form illuminated by the moon, stood over them, its empty eye sockets fixed on their lifeless bodies. The forest was silent once more, as if it had absorbed the horror of that night. The malevolent entity that dwelled within its depths had claimed its victims, leaving no trace of their existence. For in the woods, where darkness reigns and fear takes root, there are things that should never be awakened. The trio had ventured into a nightmare from which there was no escape, their fate sealed by the unrelenting horrors of the woods. The forest had claimed them, and their souls were forever lost to the eternal darkness that dwelled within.
Campfire Lake. The sun sank behind the rugged peak surrounding Campfire Lake, casting a warm glow upon its crystal clear waters. Lily and her friends had set up camp on the shore, building a cozy fire pit out of rocks and collecting branches for roasting sticks. The towering pine trees that encircled their campsite whispered in the gentle breeze, providing a sense of seclusion. As they sat around the crackling fire, their faces illuminated by its dancing flames, the sweet aroma of roasting marshmallows filled the air. They laughed and shared stories, their voices mingling with the distant call of loons resounding across the lake. The scent of wood smoke and fresh pine needles enveloped them, creating a sensory experience unlike any other. As the sun dipped below the horizon, a sharp drop in temperature sent shivers down Lily's spine. She pulled her woolen blanket tighter around her shoulders and moved closer to the fire. Despite the warmth, she couldn't shake off the uneasy feeling that someone or something was lurking in the shadows, watching their every move. A sudden ripple broke the surface as they gazed out at the serene lake. The group's attention was drawn to a mist rising from the water, slowly enveloping them in its chilly embrace. Whispers, like the echo of lost souls, swirled around them. A loud splash shattered the silence of the night, causing them to jump in fear. From the other side of the lake emerged a mysterious figure, her silhouette shrouded in mist and water. She resembled a siren, with long dark hair that floated around her pale face, giving her an ethereal appearance. The depths of her vacant stare seemed to pierce through anyone who dared to meet her gaze, seemingly hiding secrets of the underworld. With each step she took, the water rippled and danced a hypnotic pattern around her, as if she held a mystical power over the waves. Lily and her friends stood transfixed, unable to tear their eyes away from the enchanting creature, who seemed to have emerged from another world. An unsettling mix of fear and fascination captured them, the girls dangerously drawn to the captivating woman. The figure reached out, her arms bony, skeletal branches that beckoned the girls closer. The apparition's chilling touch drifted on the breeze, the sensation of icy fingers trailing along their skin. A raspy whisper slithered from her lips as she spoke of promises to take them down into the murky depths of the lake, where their screams would be swallowed by the water's embrace. The initial awe quickly faded as Lily and her friends were snapped back into reality. They shrieked and scrambled to their feet, eager to escape from the unknown entity that lurked beneath the lake's surface. Without wasting any time, they hastily packed up their belongings. They sprinted back to the comfort and security of civilization, making a solemn promise to never return to Campfire Lake again. Lily emerged from the depths of Campfire Lake, her spirit forever shattered. No amount of therapy or medication erased the haunting whispers that followed her every step, leaving her in a perpetual state of terror. She lived the rest of her days on edge, constantly looking over her shoulder for any sign of the darkness that had touched her at the lake. Abandoned depths. The abandoned mineshaft jutted out from the hillside, its entrance a gaping maw covered in twisted vines and shrouded in a thick fog. John and his friends, fueled by adrenaline and teenage curiosity, decided to explore its depths. They brought flashlights, their beams cutting through the darkness as they descended into the shadows. The air grew colder with each step, and an eerie silence enveloped them. Distant drips of water echoed off the walls, and their footsteps thudded against the damp ground. As they delved deeper, John's gut tightened with unease. Shadows seemed to dance just outside of their vision, and a tingle ran down his spine, but his friends were too caught up in their bravado to notice. Then the flashlight beams fell upon something that made their blood run cold. Strange symbols glowed on the rough stone walls, etched with precision and radiating otherworldly energy. Their chatter turned to hushed whispers as they continued deeper, the symbols growing more frequent and complex. A sense of dread settled over the friends as they realized they had stumbled upon something ancient and possibly dangerous. And as they reached a chamber filled with intricate patterns that seemed to writhe and pulsate in the light, they knew they should have never entered this place. When they stepped onto the unstable ground, John and his friends heard a low rumbling beneath their feet. Without warning, the solid ground beneath them crumbled and gave way, sending them tumbling down into a seemingly endless abyss of darkness. The air rushed past their faces as they fell, the only sound coming from their panicked screams echoing off the walls of the cavern. It was as if they were being swallowed by the very earth itself, with no end in sight. The cold, damp air clung to their skin, and the darkness enveloped them, leaving them disoriented and afraid. Time stood still as they continued their descent, unsure of what awaited them at the bottom. They landed hard on the rocky ground of a cavern, with the weight of their bodies crushing against one another. John's flashlight shattered on impact, leaving them in complete darkness. When the group regained their senses and turned on the remaining flashlights, they saw that they were surrounded by piles of human bones and remnants of clothing. The sickening stench of death invaded their senses, assaulting their nostrils and filling their lungs with a putrid, rotting odor. A gruesome scene lay before them, sending shivers down their spines and turning their stomachs with its horrifying reality. Their screams echoed through the cavern, but there was no one to hear them. Then a deafening roar pierced the silence, and it became clear that they were not alone in this underground graveyard. Emerging from the darkness were twisted, inhuman figures with elongated claws that glinted menacingly under the dim light. Their eyes blazed with a crimson fury as they charged toward John and his friends, their hunger for fresh flesh evident in every wild, animalistic movement. John's heart raced as he desperately swung a broken piece of rock, trying to fend off the monstrous creatures that surrounded him. He felt their hot breath on his skin and their sharp claws scraping against his body. In the distance, he heard his friends' screams as they were dragged away one by one into the darkness, leaving only a faint echo behind. Would he be next? John stood his ground, his muscles coiled and ready for whatever might come at him. He was determined not to back down, no matter what obstacles he might face. His primal instincts took over, fueled by an unrelenting desire to survive. He knew the odds were stacked against him, but he was not going down without a fight. Despite his valiant efforts, the creatures overwhelmed him. They clawed and gnashed at his flesh until all that remained in the cavern was a pool of blood and silence. As the darkness devoured him, John's eyes widened in terror as he watched the ancient symbols on the walls glow with a sinister light. The cavern was a doorway into another world, a realm of unfathomable horrors that threatened to consume his very soul. He attempted to scream, but the sound was trapped in his throat, and he could only watch in horror as the secrets of the abandoned mine were revealed before him. The abandoned mine lay silent, but the darkness spoke to John, taunting him as he struggled to stay conscious. He was no match for the sinister force lurking in the deep. As his vision blurred and his body went limp, he realized that this was his demise. The darkness that hides in the shadows had claimed him, making him its latest prey.